I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host, and it is Thursday, the Thursday before Friday, the week that I'm supposed to be off. I did not pre-record anything because I was very busy all the way up until today, and if I'm being honest, I have to squeeze this into a very short amount of time because I have 1,000 things to get done today so that I can actually have fun with my family over the weekend. So yay me, I guess. I don't know why I do this to myself. Anyway, let's get right into the show. We'll skip past everything else. We are going to talk about hydrogen as a possible fuel source for vehicles. Now, we talked last week about a gentleman who said that hydrogen-powered vehicles would replace battery-powered vehicles by the year 2030. Now, to be fair, both of these technologies are an electric vehicle of sorts. It's just a matter of what's powering the motors. Is it hydrogen? Is it a battery? Or is it a combination of both? So I wanted to explore that a little bit because I think it's an interesting topic, and hopefully you will too. Before we go too far, I want to talk about hydrogen and the conversations you'll have with your friends when you bring up hydrogen as an alternative fuel source. And they just basically say, well, the Hindenburg. And so I did a little bit of research because I knew, and I made a Hindenburg comment about my mom last week, but I knew that the hydrogen was not at fault for the Hindenburg. What I found out was the Hindenburg was painted with this special paint that had different metals in it. And what had happened was as the Hindenburg came through the clouds, it created static electricity. And I'm very much simplifying this. And that static electricity is what caught the releasing hydrogen as they were descending. The hydrogen was being released into the atmosphere. And that's what caught the hydrogen that was, you know, making the balloon lift or fall. That's what caught the hydrogen on fire. And that's what we see in the videos of the Hindenburg. A little fun fact here. Hydrogen has been used for airships or Zeppelins as far back as 1852. And even back then, it was considered safe and reliable. And, you know, until the Hindenburg caught fire in 1937. The Hindenburg actually had a sister ship, and that ship never had any issues ever. But it's widely thought that the Hindenburg, or maybe it's even proof, I couldn't find that there was proof, that the Hindenburg, they cut a lot of corners on that one. So just kind of a fun note on that. There were 97 people on the Hindenburg, 35 died. Of those 35, 32 people died from jumping or falling out of the airship, and only two people died from burns. And everyone else survived. That's something that we don't talk about very much, as hydrogen as a alternative fuel. Going back to that, hydrogen is highly combustible. The difference between something that's combustible and flammable is combustible is anything over 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 37.8 degrees Celsius, that's combustible. Anything below that is flammable. So gasoline, very flammable. Hydrogen, very combustible. The other thing that people talk about is, you know, hydrogen bombs. And I'm not going to go into that here, but two very different things. Yes, hydrogen was used, but two different setups that you're going to use hydrogen for fuel and hydrogen for a weapon of mass destruction. There's two different things. Let's talk about how we get the hydrogen that we're going to use in our alternative fuel vehicles. The first way is through, I believe it's electrolysis. I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure that's the term for it. Anyway, you run large amounts of electricity through water, and that splits the hydrogen off from the oxygen, and now we have hydrogen. This is a very energy-intense operation. It uses a lot of energy to get that done. Nearly all the hydrogen in the U.S. is made by using high temperatures and pressures to separate hydrogen from natural gas. So that's called natural gas steam reformation. It's not a very efficient way to get hydrogen either. And when you look at these two sources, after all the hydrogen is separated, it has to be cooled, stored, and eventually delivered. You can argue that this is not going to be the most eco-friendly method of powering your vehicle. But you can make similar arguments for mining the minerals needed to make batteries and then transporting the batteries and so on and so forth. There's another method, and we're not going to talk about it today, we're going to talk about it next week, is polymer exchange membrane. And briefly with that method, you could make the hydrogen on site and it uses less energy. You don't have to worry so much about the transportation. There's some good things and some bad things about it. I'm going to get into that more, a deeper dive next week. All right. As I mentioned, I am in a huge time crunch, so I'm sorry this couldn't be longer. I'm going to make it up on the next episode because I have a lot more information to share with you. I just had to cut a lot of pieces because if I don't do this right now, I'm not going to get it out tomorrow because I have committed to spending the entire day with my family tomorrow, or my kids, my wife's at work, and I just won't have time to do it. So I apologize for how short it is, but hopefully you learned a little bit and you got a little primer for next week's show where we'll do a deeper dive. My mouth don't work so good. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.